Kuyang Harriet Logo, an independent consultant on democratic governance, access to justice and the rule of law, says South Sudanese need to start conversations around transitional justice as a way to jumpstart the process of ensuring justice is achieved for victims. Harriet says achieving justice and holding perpetrators accountable for crimes committed during the 2013 and 2016 conflicts is challenging, but she says South Sudanese must start the process to achieve justice and end impunity.
Nobody puts the noose on his or her own neck. I mean, so naturally, as a human instinct, it is to avoid to be taken to court. And that's why you see the hybrid court, the establishment of the hybrid court for South Sudan has delayed. Even conversations on justice are very difficult. And as I said earlier on, like, why don't we start with what is acceptable? Because we cannot be in limbo and fold our hands and wait. We can start what is acceptable.
Harriet says unless South Sudanese citizens and leaders start conversations on Chapter 5 of the peace agreement, which focuses on transitional justice, the public may never understand the content, and the language in the peace deal may remain mere words. The National NGO Dialogue and Research Institute has initiated conversations on how to achieve justice and accountability for atrocities committed during the conflict. Gordon Lam, executive director of the NGO, says the process of achieving justice faces several hurdles.
Sometimes we get a lot of obstructions. People begin thinking that we are advocating for a court for those who are on duty in the country. But we are ensuring that healthy communications is put back on track so that peace can come to our country. Because we have a lot of impunity in our society, and we have a lot of emotional pain, and we have a lot of suffering. So unless we ensure justice and accountability, peace will be a long walk.
Lam says unless those who committed atrocities are held accountable and victims see that justice is served, restoring peace and stability across the country will be difficult. 42-year-old David Lane George is a father of five who sought refuge at the UN Protection of Civilians site in Juba since 2016. George says he narrowly survived death at the checkpoint residential area in 2016, which forced him to flee with his family to the POC camp.
When the conflict of 2013 happened, it happened as one of my colleagues said that it was a tribal conflict. Around a checkpoint, I was living with some neighbors of mine. When it erupted in 2016, one of my neighbors happened to come and want to collect my belonging, including my car, simply because I was his neighbor and he knew me I'm a neighbor. Until one of my brother-in-law, because I married from a different tribe, that is from Madi, and my wife was in the field. And then from there, my brother-in-law came and took the vehicle and said, no, this is not for Nuer, it is for my sister, until my vehicle was not taken. But he also made a point where he had to remove the tires because the guy came three times to come and collect the vehicle.
George says he wants to see justice is served for all victims of the conflicts in 2013 and 2016. He says opening up space for conversations that can finally lead to the healing of wounds caused by the conflict gives him hope that someday justice can be achieved.
We will still get justice because justice does not base on one person. Justice does not base on the leadership which is in power now. Justice does not mean that it is for only one person. A leadership can go today, tomorrow, the history will be full until the justice will be achieved. So I'm very confident that there will be justice. There's a million of challenges, but even though there's a million of challenges, people like civil society, people like youth group, people like women group who have been affected, I would advise them and I would also let them stand.
Chapter 5 of South Sudan's 2018 peace deal provides for the opportunity to achieve justice and accountability for atrocities committed in the 2013 and 2016 conflicts. The peace deal tasked the parties to the agreement to establish a hybrid court for South Sudan and a compensation and reparation authority. More than 3 years later, neither one of the institutions has been established. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.